Chapter 3. Starting Line. Perfect day for a marathon. The volume on his alarm was set as low as it could go. But David King was instantly awake when the first faint beats of techno music reached him in the darkness. In the kitchen, his coffee was already steaming, the machine having been set to start 10 minutes before his alarm. It was 4 a.m. on Marathon Monday. The sun would not be up for 2 more hours. The long-awaited day had arrived, and King rose swiftly to meet it. He was almost always up this early. His work schedule at the hospital could be unpredictable and merciless. These quiet pre-dawn hours were his training time, the only time he could count on to test and retest his endurance. His training had grown more rigorous in recent years, as King, the once reluctant marathoner who had only lately tapped the rapture of distance running, had pushed himself further. Just 6 weeks earlier, in Taupo, New Zealand, he had completed his first Ironman triathlon, a 2.4-mile swim followed by a 112-mile bike ride, topped off by a complete 26-mile marathon. He had finished in 11 hours and 58 minutes. Running through pain at the end, he felt buoyed by waves of bliss, a happiness so overwhelming he had to fight back tears. It was, he said, one of the purest joys he had ever felt. Today's run would take him just over 3 hours, if all went as planned. He had run faster marathons elsewhere. He had run the relatively flat course in Miami in under 3 hours. But Boston was tougher. If he hit his goal of 3:10, it would make this, his third time running Boston, his fastest ever. Reaching for his coffee mug on the kitchen counter, the sugar cubes were already inside, where he had dropped them the night before. The doctor felt certain the race would go well. Only 2 weeks ago, troubled by his nagging back pain, he had not been sure if he could run Boston at all. Just in time, those doubts had lifted, like storm clouds parting to reveal the sun. Now he was ready. He couldn't wait to start.